That's not the song I wanted. God damn it. It's put the kibosh in the whole episode. That's it. We're out. We're out. We're kiboshed. Done. Kiboshed all the hell up.
Like, was it Sozier kibosh?
What was that?
Unusual Suspects.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was his name. Sergio Kibosh.
Sergio Kibosh.
Welcome to Kibosh's Basement. I'm John Papagiorgio. I'm joined today by Michael Johnson.
I am drunk Sergio Kibosh.
I heard the guy that played Sergio Kibosh later like raped a kid right in his butt.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I think he had to.
And then they had to cancel.
Apparently that's how he inflicts fear on families. He's like, you know what? I'm not going to murder anymore.
I remember. Yeah. Remember that part in the movie where they're like, Sergio Kibosh came in and saw his family. Like one of them was killed.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then he's like, you know what? I'm going to just rape the rest of them to death so they don't have to live with his indignity.
And it took 2 days.
Yeah, just dehydration. dehydration and rectal perforation.
Boss, this does make a good point, but it's taking forever.
The kids were like, Dad, a bullet, please. It's like, no, I'm old school. I'm also joined by Joe Gagliardi. What's up, Joe?
I'm putting the kibosh down, man.
Yeah, I'll give you the Sergio kibosh.
Yeah.
Michael was very late. We should Sergio kibosh him.
Kiboshed it.
Just 2 days.
I'm taking a class at Nova Community College.
All right. Is this a court-ordered thing?
Yeah. Okay. and it's a lot more work than I thought it would be.
What is your class? What are you Nova?
Real estate law.
Real estate law. All right. People can buy houses from you? What's going to go?
No.
What's happening?
This is more of the stuff that I do at the law firm that I work at.
Okay.
It's to be enriched, to have a more well-rounded background.
So if someone is like, should I light my property on fire, you would go, objection.
Yes, exactly.
And then they wouldn't do it.
I would say, I object. I don't know if that's the right way to sell your house.
That's what Sergio Kibosh did after he raped his family.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
That was the rough, rough first draft of Usual Suspects.
Yes.
The 1 minute.
We got to just flush this story out a little bit after you really go on this tangent with this family and raping the kids to death.
Yeah, and then like he walks out at the end and he's written a note and says, you've been kiboshed.
Yeah.
It tied it so neatly.
The question
together.
Is, how do you spell kibosh?
Like K-A-I-B-O-S-H.
B-O-S-H.
Like Oshkosh plus
kibosh. Oshkosh kibosh.
Yeah, exactly. Oshkosh kibosh.
That'd be a good name for like a weed strain. Oshkosh kibosh.
I got some of that kibosh, man.
I got that bosh.
We're going to
the Chris Bosh.
Is he out of the league, Christopher Bosh?
Yeah, he has a blood condition.
Oh no, he's now just starring in his Amazon series Bosh.
Does he have one?
No, that's like some old another character Bosch. Actor who's just now got a role.
I forget
as a lead.
What kind of did he have.
He had like
the sickle cell. You don't have to be racist to say the sickle cell.
Sickle cell. No, he had chronic. He had like chronic blood clots, if I'm not mistaken. I'm pretty sure it was Chris Bosh. Or maybe, no, that was, I think, Alonzo Mourning. Somebody had, Alonzo Mourning had a kidney problem.
Yeah, a kidney problem.
And then,
who was the one that had the little doll that was voiced by Chris Rock? Who had that medical condition?
That was
Little Penny.
He just was injury prone.
Oh, is that it? Okay. Yeah. He blew out his,
Alonzo Mourning had the kidney problem where he
almost died.
He came out in the media about he thought the team needed to be tougher, and he called out Kenyon Martin, and they went to Martin with.
You've been listening to our sports podcast, The Ball Boys,
and Kenyon's like, well, some people around here are like, oh, my kidney hurts.
Some of us have piss that doesn't look like coffee. What?
Oh, God.
I want to do an actual like callback to content we created previously. I know that we typically live like it's Memento here, and we just tell the same story every episode. Then we're like, "Good episode, guys," and we leave,
taking it back.
But last episode, I believe you and I, Michael Jakaitis and I, over here, we talked about someone in this very public access studio, Fairfax County Public Access. What's
up? The guy that what?
Looking at the porn.
Yeah,
looking
is
at
he
the
back?
Porn.
Is he here today?
Yeah.
Oh, hey, welcome.
He was looking at the usual suspects.
I'm
pleasuring
right
himself
here,
to, the, to the
right.
To the rape to death scene. No, I got details. I left out some of the key details regarding this man's porno consumption.
Oh, do you have like? Did he have like? Various implements of destruction.
No, there was no like actual master, no M-Baton in the premises, but he was always looking at black girls that were always getting plowed doggy style, and he was caught.
So he was hooked up to my computer?
Yes.
I mean, is it the Michael Johnson playlist on, yeah. on Pornhub?
That guy hacked into my mainframe.
Who's this user, mjohnson69, keeps leaving all these comments in the
doggy booty.
Swirl kibosh here.
Chocolate
so
doggy.
That's what he was looking at.
Yeah,
right?
And it wasn't that he got up and had left the porn there. He was caught several times by staff
really?
Looking at the porn. They then updated the firewall settings to stop his ability to look at porn, so he then started Googling panties, the word panties, on Google, and then would look at the image results, and that was the next thing he tried. And then he finally kept searching because they could see everything he typed in. Big booty black women on YouTube. And they would come up to him and be like, hey, dude, you got to knock this off. He's like, what? If it's on YouTube, it's not even offensive.
It sounds like they have a really soft policy as far as enforcing rules.
Oh, get it? Double entendre. Oh,
yeah. Yeah. Nice.
Delicious.
Oh,
and he's in his 80s.
Oh,
like well, so.
Wait, so that was my next question is, can we describe this individual?
I don't want to give names, but he's just an old dude in
doesn't
his
have, 80s. Doesn't have any names. Is he like heavy set? Is he like obviously?
I believe he's like a petite fellow, and he also had a stroke. So like one of
okay,
his
so
testicles
was,
is paralyzed, I guess.
Yeah,
he along with the
my,
rest
my
of
question was going to be, was he hit in the head? Is there some sort of other
a
trauma
condition?
There? That's a bit
he's
unusual.
Just, he's just in his 80s, and he doesn't
all right, Tom
shit.
Jones.
Yeah.
Is he still around?
He's on the right. He is just now. He got engaged apparently to a black woman. So
no
good for
way.
Him living. No, good for him living the dream.
Viagra, man.
How
he was
a new
using
world.
The power of positive visual imagery.
I guess so. Yeah. His vision board was literally just black girls getting pounded doggy style
maybe
and
he,
panties.
Maybe he'd never been with a black chick and he wanted to get some advice.
And
he
that was just
like,
his thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Let me see how it works. And he was so desperate that he went to great lengths, including big booty black chicks on YouTube, to get whatever.
So you're saying
to garner whatever information
he
could.
He really
about.
He researched finding a soulmate, like, and well, we're being dismissive about it, callous.
No, I mean, I think that
I want to know
really
like,
what you're doing.
No, Joe, you're a romantic. I respect
I mean,
that. You
well, you know, having masturbated to YouTube a number of times, might not.
Oh, I have. We've well, always yeah, talked about this. The yeah. The it's called manual expression. Just girls who are like, oh, here's my boob. I make milk by doing this. And then they just honk their boob. And then half the time, no milk comes out. And you're like, I literally just watched you manipulate your titty for 10 minutes.
Is that,
like,
is that a metaphor for your penis? You just milk it and sometimes nothing. Anyway.
No, my problem is it would be like an
18-second
expression.
I want to know how many times that this guy has been reprimanded.
I believe he's like Smokey and the Bandit level. The authorities are onto him. Like,
well, he's innovative is the thing. Like they thwart one attempt and
he
he's
really
got a whole
is,
other,
yeah.
And he's like argumentative too. He's like, this isn't even an offense. Officer.
They're putting up stuff and they're like, no way the raccoon will get into our
he's
trash
like,
this time.
Like, we can't kick him out. He's great practice for our IT security.
Oh my
it's pretty
God.
Much, yeah, it's him.
He's
and the
like,
North Korean hackers.
If you've ever seen the movie Sneakers, they hire Robert Redford to break into.
Sir, I was at sleepovers in the 90s. I've seen Sneakers.
They're
yes.
like, all right, old man, see if you can get through this firewall.
And they're just all in the control room laughing. I'm like, let's see what he tries next.
And they're like, damn it, chocolate poontang.
So many metaphors, you know? What's a Choco Taco?
It's not a dessert. He's oh, done it again.
Oh, my God.
Chocolate Doggy 69.
Pink Moose. How did that work?
They're looking at the keystrokes, and there's the username Chocolate Doggy Lover, and the password
yeah.
is Finger Bang.
So,
Clams of Africa.
You know what? You should have this guy on.
Just masturbating or just looking at porn?
No, just, you know, I just want to interview him.
Can he be the official Papa's Basement porn viewer?
He could be.
Like, he's just wordlessly clicking.
I'd like to know. You know what you do? You just lead with, hey, I heard you're getting married.
Hey, congrats on the nuptials. Tell us about the little lady.
He's going to be a talker. I mean, you know, if he's arguing his point that if it's on YouTube, it's not offensive, he's going to be like, yeah, I'll tell you about my black women fetish.
That's a good point. He's got some, temerity.
He wants to be out there. Temerity.
He's like, you know what? If I get caught even thinking I got caught looking at porn and jerking off, if I just suspect that they probably know, I'm never going back to that area or location again.
You're never going back to that checklist.
And he's been like verbally reprimanded, and he's like
several times.
I'm coming back.
He's the dude that constantly gets. Now, just to be clear, we said there was no jerking off.
No.
And just so I'm clear, if I'm even suspected of watching porn,
right,
forget about touching my penis. If people are like, hey, this guy was watching porn in my house, I'm never going to your house again. I'd probably never be able to look you in the face again. I mean, let's be real about it.
This guy just, he's an animal.
He doesn't care. See, that's what I mean.
He's literally like William Wallace in Braveheart, just screaming at Longshanks. Just, he doesn't care. Like,
you know what he's like? This is a good metaphor for this guy. There's an Asian buffet near my house in Annapolis.
Uh-huh.
The China Palace Seafood Buffet, right? We've gone a couple of times, and I've seen the same 450-pound dude. Now, I'm not fat-shaming anybody, but I want to paint this picture. This guy's 450, got to be 450 pounds.
You're saying that, but you're playing with your six-pack as you do it.
I'm obviously rubbing my bulbous belly. This guy's always sitting up by the buffet as close as he can possibly get, and he's just murdering shellfish.
Just cutting down on the mileage.
Just murdering. Like, they have these mini little crabs. They'll say, oh, we have crabs in this buffet for $35. Like, in Maryland, that would be a steal if they were actually crabs. They're like little sea scorpions that, like, they're little, the smallest crabs you could possibly get. This guy's got a pile of shells, grease all over him, butter.
He pulled his chair up to the, like, sneeze guard?
Literally, the guy could turn around, reach behind him, and grab, like, the lemon jello from, like, one of the buffet stations. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
My point being, there are these people in the world that, like, they exist and just don't give a single shit.
Yeah.
About how anyone sees them or about how they come off. And I think our friend with the black ladies, the black women in the porn, mm-hmm. is the same kind of, he's the dude with covered in butter and like sea scorpion shells and is just, living life, just crushing crabs, man. This guy's watching, he's watching the black booties, just loving life. Got nothing to hide.
Someone brought it up. I think you worded it as a fetish. Like, do you find it a fetish if you're just into the looks and not into the whole cultural aspect that you think?
Oh,
like, a dude to me who's like, hey,
fetish,
I like
sizing
Asian girls, I'm like, that's fine. Once you're like, they're so submissive, I'm like, okay, we've crossed into something.
Or they have to be dressed a certain way. What's that?
This son of a bitch. I'm going to bring my... You sick
Look,
bastard.
I might have been talking Asian with a conference. Couple of friends today. All right,
Son
you're not the only one. You're
punch.
Not the. You're literally not the only guy to talk about liking Asian ass because it's submissive with me in the last 24 hours.
It would be, would be fetishizing if you're like, I like Asian women, but they have to be a cartoon.
I like how you say fetish sizing. Like
fetishizing?
Like, I'm just trying on this fetish.
Fetishizing.
Like, what size is my fetish? I'm fetish sizing.
Do you guys want to go fetish shopping?
I heard feta, the cheese. Fetishizing.
Fetishizing. What's a shizing? Yeah.
Fetishizing.
Fetishizer.
Fetishizer.
Yeah.
By the way,
it's when you shit out a feta omelet in Austria. I made a fetishizer.
Speaking of stuff we were talking about yesterday, John, while we're airing Dirty Laundry.
Sure.
I watched a little bit of the Dana Carvey Too Funny to Fail documentary on Netflix. Yeah. We were talking about that last night. And one of the old sketches I'd forgotten about from that show was Germans saying nice things. Do you remember that?
Yeah,
it's like Steve Carell being like, you look very nice in that dress. I forgot how funny that was, man. It was him and Colbert. That's what launched them.
Yeah, I remember. The only sketch I really remembered was them pulling up to the drive-thru and that stupid prank.
And driving away the prank boys or whatever.
What is the prank that you pay for the food and then speed away or something?
They'd order it.
Yeah,
and then they'd pull up to the window and just before the woman gave them their food, they'd drive away.
Like one of the Hallmark sketches.
They might have even paid for it.
They definitely paid.
That was the gag. Yeah. Is it like they won? There was one where they won the lottery.
Yeah,
and they went. And when they were accepting the check, they were like, and ran out and like got in their car, having not accepted the
lottery. To do another callback. This is going to be like me acknowledging past episodes. We talked about Mike Cornicelli, who used to bang the Spanish teacher, Mrs. Rodriguez Haddock, at my old high school, Chantilly High, go Chargers. And he, in my speech class, was telling me in ninth grade about watching that show and described that sketch. It's the only one I know in any capacity.
Yeah.
And he was like, it was so funny. So, like, don't think that Mike Cornicelli was just great hair and banging his teachers. Also had impeccable comedic.
Well, you said, from what you said, there was a couple of students getting in.
Two dudes, Cornicelli and one other guy, were banging Rodriguez Haddock.
Like, at the same time? Like,
I don't know if they should have
Cornicelli on right after you.
I really should. Yeah. Like, were you one of the two corn cob holders to the cob that was Rodriguez Haddock, or were you at different times with her?
Is he still around?
Let's call him. I think he's on the right side of the dirt. Yeah, I could Facebook him if you want.
Ask, yeah. I mean, that's it. She's crazy, man. And that's the thing. Like, my son is those
fiery Latin women to fetishize.
He got fetishized. What would you do? Like, I have a 16-year-old son. If he came home and was like, "Hey, Dad, I put it down on the algebra teacher." I mean, he's getting a high five at that point.
If your son was telling me this, I'd be like, why are you here?
Be like, hey, Michael,
you Gagliardi's boy.
Do I know you? Oh,
he's like,
you're Joe.
I'm trying to figure out what size my fetish is. Can you?
I'm really fetishizing. I have my tailor over here.
Can you imagine having that conversation? Hey, Joe, I had a conversation with your son. What was it about?
He just showed up and he told me he's banging his Spanish teacher.
He said he's banging the algebra teacher, man.
I'll be honest. Like, this will be the most piggish male thing I'll say in the next 3 to 5 minutes.
No, that's false.
If she was really attractive, I'd be like, great work. And if she was like really beefy, I'd be like, well, you got it out of your system. Never do it again.
You're
like,
an animal.
You've established a baseline. Now we aim above this.
I would have, if it was actually my son, I'd probably, I just not like details like, hey man, like, let me see the picture.
I don't want the details.
I want to know how did this all start and how did this happen?
That would be my, yeah. Like, who?
She caught me on a school computer Googling black woman doggy style.
there it was.
And she's like, you remind me of my grandfather.
He was like, I was
kindly eyes like you.
I drop him off at the local radio station. If I can leave him there. All.
He came home. He's like, I put the kibosh on the algebra teacher. I fucking smashed it. I mean, you're right. I don't want the details. That's sick and twisted.
No, I
want to know, like, did she come up and start rubbing your shoulder? Like, what the hell happened?
And then, I'd want to know. Yeah, what's her deal?
Yeah, is he like, there's a hole in heaven because you, or whatever it was.
What was
that pickup line?
There's a hole in heaven because I fucked it.
Something about an angel, like, you, there must be a hole where you fell from heaven.
You must have fell from heaven because there's a hole. You can't walk around in heaven with all those holes.
Actually, not to correct you, but you fell through the dick hole I poked earlier. Yeah,
that's a glory hole, all right. Get it? But it's, oh.
We got to write these down because
we've been writing them with our mouths to MP3.
Right. I got
to
try them out.
It's like Siri, voice to text.
What is the age that...
8.
What is the age where you're too old to use lines like that?
Which
as a guy.
I think it's a bell. It's like, it's like a reverse bell curve. There's a point where, like, you're clearly too old. Right. Like, I would say, so I'm 37, fat old man, married. I'm too old to use those lines right now.
Which lines? Like the fell
like
from
like
heaven?
If I was like, are your legs tired because you've been running through my mind all day, or something like that, right? Like, I'm definitely too old right now. But the thing is, once I get to like where I'm old, cute old, like a little old man old, then I think you can start using them again. And then, because then it's like cute.
How great would it be if that like always resulted?
But you have to like follow it up with, "No, I'm serious."
Yeah.
You've been running all day.
I got a pocket full of Cialis.
Yeah, exactly. My cock actually functions. So will you touch it? Yeah.
Did you ever use a line like that?
No. I was always, for the most part, like really, when it came to in-person interactions with women, I was very much like afraid of getting shot down. Like, I wasn't big on taking little shitty pot shots like that. I always had to put in my work before I thought, like, okay, this girl might be down to do some shit. Like, the most forward I ever was just on a second date with some girl. She was chilling on her couch in like these like real booty shorts. and like she was pretty much just showing her pussy like through the shorts. And like I just kind of like reached up and started like rubbing, and she was like, oh, we're doing this now. And I'm like, I guess so. Like I was as shocked as she was. And then like I went down on her and she came and then just went to bed. And I was like, so that's how that feels.
Well, yeah. It sounds like shameful, it sounds like you had to say nothing.
Yeah. Didn't really.
I had a friend that had a line, something like, you smell that? That's me, because I'm the shit.
Nice.
And he actually, when he went and tried it, went up to the girl in the lunchroom and goes, smell that? That's me. I shit.
You smell like shit. I mean, it's got to be your dog. There's always the classic one that if I was a teacher, I would rearrange the alphabet and put you and I together.
Oh.
That's a classic, yeah. I never used anything like that seriously, but I definitely used humor in trying to pick up girls, because I think that's a great way to gauge their interest. Like if you tell a joke and the girl laughs hysterically and touches you in some way.
Yeah. I mean, like you're cool to pull your dick out. Though.
The next step is, grab a Durex and a beer and, you know, have a nice night.
So like, the Pope, a rabbi, and Stevie Wonder walk into a bar.
Yeah.
Except Stevie. No.
And then they all get raped by Kibosh Stevenson.
Yeah. If you want to really test what her boundaries are.
I mean, I feel like you definitely want to find that out up front. You definitely want to get to know. You ever been on a first date like, and you were just like, oh my God.
Comedy boundaries are being like, is rape cool?
Oh, I know. I was dating a girl once in that part in Tommy Boy where, if you know the movie.
Oh boy.
Yeah. It's right at the end where he's got the dynamite strapped to his chest. And they flash to that little old couple, and she's like, says to her husband, like, hey, there's this idiot on here with the strapped dynamite to his chest. And the guy like wakes up off the couch and goes, oh yeah, I buy brake pads. I thought we were watching cartoons. And then they flash back. And the girl that I was with was like, that was so dumb. And I was like,
holy,
this is never going to work.
Yeah.
If you don't get that, this won't work.
You better love facials.
Right.
Yeah. You've got to. Chris Farley. He was the best.
Yeah. Tommy Boy is that rare movie where by seeing it, you've also seen Black Sheep.
Yeah.
Like you're just covered.
Well, he was, I mean, let's be real. I was watching the Chris Farley documentary too, which is outstanding. I encourage it. Anybody. It's called like Anything for a Laugh, I think is what
it's
called.
Too Fat to Fail.
Too Fat to Fail. But I mean, he basically made the same movie like, you know, a bunch of times. Basically this guy that used to write for him on Saturday Night Live said he had this dial and it had three settings for like how wet is Chris Farley from like dry to soaked. And then how loud is Chris Farley from like a whisper to screaming. And he was like, I just turned the dials to soaking and screaming and just wrote everything for Chris Farley in that vein. So and I mean, that's really what, if you think about, that's really what his movie is.
Oh, like. No, it's really sad. I'm very happy that he's remembered as such a talent, because good God, when we were alive for that dude and he was crapping out Beverly Hills Ninja, you were not appreciating him at that time. I mean, at least I wasn't. I was like, holy hell, how long are we gonna have to endure this? The answer, not much longer.
No,
that's, you know, it's funny. I remember seeing Beverly Hills Ninja. I don't remember what I thought of it, but it couldn't have been that great, because I've watched Tommy Boy multiple times. I've watched Black Sheep multiple times. I mean, they're not really movies you go back to over and over again.
Even Black Sheep was hot crap.
Black Sheep wasn't the best. There's some funny moments. Like, I mean, just Farley in general. The guy's hysterical. He's one of those guys that's also funny. You could just look at him and laugh.
How about Black Girls Doggy Style? Do you like that?
Was that one of his movies?
Yeah, the third one.
I'll check it out.
Okay.
You know what's funny is you ever see one of those types? Here. Like Bobby Moynihan from Saturday Night Live.
What about him?
Well, so he sort of took over as like the heavy set, overweight.
Sure, you know, the portly Irishman.
On SNL. And it's funny because I saw pictures with Chris Farley back in the day with some of the women that he was with. And
okay.
I saw pictures
by, were these by women he paid for? Because, I mean, he used to bang a lot of hookers.
That's the question, yeah, is he used to bang a lot of hookers. Because I saw these women, and I was like, my God, like, I know funny will take you a long way, you know, with the ladies, but good Lord. I mean, it's so old money, I suppose. Chris Farley was a rich dude, but... Yeah, he definitely...
He did okay with the...
He'd seemingly, yeah.
I mean, I think you get to a certain point where between the fame... Well, probably just fame alone will get you there. But comedy, for God's sake, you can use...
Yeah, I mean, you're... Yeah.
You can use comedy to get a little sum. Or you can just reach out and start grabbing a pussy through a pair of shorts. That works too.
Yeah, you can take the Papa's Basement approach.
Yeah, apparently. You know, apparently, that's my love language, just pussy rubbing.
I always tell people, remember, the first three letters of assault is ass.
Oh, wow. Oh dear.
Just saying.
Okay, that was the first offensive thing said today.
No, I'm not saying. I'm saying that, you know, ass, like, stop. Like, at, you know, stop at the ass. Like, don't salt.
Keep digging. Keep digging.
You should have your own sort of, like, workplace kind of seminar where, like, hey, everybody, welcome to this sexual harassment seminar. And I just want to first go over the axiom for today. Assault.
Why is asses in harassment? Assault? Why are they? It's like tempting, I feel like.
I don't know why. You know? Assault.
It's like an assault. Harassment. That's not right.
So it's fetishiza and then ass salt.
Fetish sizing.
We're just making all the words today.
And put the kibosh on the fetishizing.
Rape is just grape without the G.
That's so true.
The last, yeah, man.
Never look at Grape Ape the same way. That guy was, he had a side to him.
You know what they say about assuming?
It makes it.
Oh, you're usually wrong. Yeah.
Oh.
You should not assume.
Well done. Well done. No. You subverted expectations.
I did.
Expertly.
That's called subverting expectations, people.
Gagliardi, do we tell the story of our crazy escapade last
night? Oh, yeah. What happened, guys? There was almost a fight?
There was.
John Papa Giorgio grew himself a pair, didn't he?
I'm very bold with 14 people around me. Maniacs. Two of which might defend me when it comes to
violent meth head threatening people's lives.
Yeah,
this
guy's okay.
Like, shut up. You won't attack us.
Way to give the entire story in 10 to 15 seconds. That's how you
tease that. Whole story. I mean, that's not the whole.
So, all right. Look, this is how you caress.
It's
like,
the gist.
You sucked dick like a porno girl just wanting to get off her shoot. I'm trying to get Michael Johnson to give me a ring. This is how you suck a story's cock. So we, Joe Gagliardi and I, you left Michael Johnson to do your All the Feels show across town.
Right.
Joe Gagliardi and I had a show with Sean Westfall for his Unified Scene Theater.
Shout out.
Yeah, oh, the man who brought all three of us together. And it was at the DuPont Underground, DuPont Circle being like the little gay district of the District of Columbia. That's like,
is that the gay?
Yeah, yeah. That's a shtick that it's the gay place. Like there's little rainbow flags and stuff like that. And we got out. We did our show 8 to 9:15. It went great. Thanks for asking, Michael.
How'd it go?
It went great.
There it is.
And about we're just kind of, you know, like. Pretty much the entire Unified Scene Theater team is chilling at the top of the stairs right in this circle. 15 of us. And about 5 minutes after the show, this crazy white hobo, very tanned.
Well, that was the, if I may real quick, that was the thing that scared me the most is that he looked crazy and he looked like real low rent, but he didn't look like a hobo. Like if you look, if you noticed his shoes, his shoes were intact. His pants were stained.
You're completely right.
He looked like a relative. Like if I saw him in Walmart, I would just think he was a Walmart shopper.
Oh yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like he wasn't. He didn't stand out in that regard. So, but anyway.
So was he hanging outside the?
I don't know where he came from. I thought he came out of that bar.
He was just He kind of just materialized.
He was
the Wendigo.
He started shouting from like a block away. That's the thing. At first, when he started yelling, I heard someone yelling, and I looked around like, "What's the commotion?" And I see him about a block away, maybe half a block away, and he's walking towards us, but he's pointing and yelling. And I thought it only took a couple of seconds before I realized he's yelling at someone in our group, but he kept saying faggot, like this real harsh, violent language, like faggots are costing the mafia money and you're the reason that. What was it? Something about
I thought
we'd have to change our laws and marriage doesn't belong to you. It was like just
I thought
but he works for the mafia.
I thought the faggots were in the mafia, according to him. Was I wrong?
Dude, I don't know where it was. He just kept saying he said faggot multiple times.
He loved that word.
And he was screaming too. That's the thing.
And he was like, and so this guy's
20
like
people
in
around.
The circle of people just screaming faggot.
Where were you standing again?
Like at this glory hole.
The Massachusetts Avenue stairs to go down to the
next
DuPont
to the next,
next to the Starbucks.
Yeah, is it DuPont
next
Underground?
To Starbucks, yeah.
Yeah. Next to, like he said, the right if you've Starbucks. Been to DuPont Underground, the entrance next to the Starbucks.
Yeah.
And he's screaming again about the mafia, about the faggots, which was hilarious because I love our crowd. It's pretty PC. Like this guy is screaming and clearly something of a threat. That doesn't faze them. He drops his first faggot, and they're all like, oh, like, that's uncalled for. Right. Please, now you've crossed a line. Like, you're in our personal space, deranged. That's whatever. Now that you've said faggot, good day, sir.
Right.
Good, please, we will bid you adieu.
But luckily, old Captain Papa that was there to save us all by talking shit behind me, keep in mind, looking over my shoulder, like, you won't come over here?
Again, I don't know what happened. Like, we talked about this, Gagliardi and I, afterward, having that just dog shit Mediterranean brain that, like, even Leonardo da Vinci, I think, like, if he were backed up in a bar, like, something would snap, and he would just be like, suck my fucking cock, you piece of shit! I'll take my fucking flying machine and ram it up your ass, you piece of shit!
Beyond the hatred, the thing that pissed me off the most is that he was yelling all this shit at a heterosexual guy. It was like, you're fucking, not only are you a piece of shit,
we were all
but you're a fucking,
faggots,
you're dumb. Yeah, like,
there was no one directly, though. He was.
No, it was the guy from Padsworth, whose name I can never remember.
Yeah, there was like a bald head or shaved headed dude from Padsworth that he somehow fixated on.
Yeah.
As being gay, I don't think is gay.
Padsworth is Matt.
Matt, Frankie and
the other guy.
And Mystery Meat.
Yeah,
we don't know Mystery Meat.
The bald headed guy has a kid, actually. He's married.
That's what I was going to. That's what I know. Like, he's not even.
God.
But for whatever reason,
he's infiltrating faggots, Michael Johnson.
No, I know.
But it was the thing. So the thing was, obviously, having been in the military myself, my thing was, I don't want him, like, I want to be quiet so he doesn't notice me, so that if he does something,
you can just
I can just, like,
veins.
Pop out of the shadows and, like, tackle him or whatever, just incapacitate him in some way. Papa Giorgio's over here like a shih tzu that got stepped on.
I don't know
you
what.
You know, just barking away, like, what? But it was like.
Was Westfall around?
Oh, Westfall is right next to
me. He was standing
me.
Right there.
Yeah, so everyone, for some reason, they were kind of all looking down, and I just started screaming back at the guy, but, like, really, like, pro-gay stuff. Like, I started threatening to, like, suck his cock or something, I think.
You said, I think at one point you said something like, come back and I'll suck your cock or I'll lick your something or other. Like, I'll give you a kiss or something.
Yeah, I remember. So at one point I was drinking a water bottle that had stolen from the venue. And I just, I made that into a mock phallus. And I pretended to ejaculate with the water bottle while making kissy noises.
Thrusting his hips.
Thrusting.
Violently thrusting his hips towards this gentleman.
Yeah. And I said something about, like, wanting to kiss him or something. And, like, he, like, kind of just looked at me and he was like, you're a disgrace to men. And I thought it was
funny. Did he just go on his way? Did anyone else come over?
He, like, came back, like, multiple times because I kept locking eyes with him. I guess I felt like a real soulmate thing here. Whoa. But he kept walking around the Starbucks that was very glass-walled. Mm. And so, like, we kept locking eyes, and he walked back, like, twice. And
well,
eventually I was like...
Tell the truth. He walked back twice because you dropped some little... Every time he turned around to leave, John dropped some snide comment. Like, the guy'd be like... Like, I remember one of his loudest tirades in the middle of the whole thing was something... Fuck you, faggot!
Uh-huh.
And everybody in DuPont Circle's looking at this guy, and he turns to walk away, finally, and everybody's like, oh, thank God. And Papa Giorgio's, right as the guy is about to, like, be gone forever, Papa Giorgio's like, yeah, you suck my dick too, you bitch. God damn it, Papa. And everybody's like, shut up!
Like,
this guy's a psychopath. Every single time he turned to leave, Papa Giorgio dropped some other little...
I mean, just lick my ass.
Pretty much, yeah. I was just constantly threatening with gay shit for whatever, because I knew it bugged him. And, like, I finally, about 2 minutes
point,
in...
I wish you would come over here. Remember that?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Because he was like, I'll come over there. And I was just like, come on over. He's like, I see your hand trembling. And I wanted to be like, well, this is an intense situation. There is a bit of adrenaline involved. You too are wired, sir. You know, like,
I was full
blown. No cop came or anything?
Oh, I called them at some point. Because, like, I don't know what it is. I don't know if, like, you do improv and suddenly you're in the whole, like, we're all part of this one big scene vibe. Mm-hmm. And I'm not thinking of the fact that, like, 3 days ago, maybe a mile, 2 miles from my house, a similar crazed white honky, which, by the way, I'm not a PC dude. Like, normally, if you want to get my blood pressure racing, put me around some urban youth walking home from the theater. That'll get me. But suddenly, even I'm like, fuck it. Whitey's the threat. Because a white dude at a shopping center that I do lock crap at all the time apparently just shoves some Latin woman to the ground, like busting her fucking face open and shit. Her husband's like, what the living fuck, dude? He's screaming about Latinos being trash to this woman, then pulls out a piece on the husband, kills him, and is just going to go away for life, one would hope.
It happens every day, man.
Yeah, and Gagliardi is making the total cogent, smart point. But, like, I don't know what it is. Like, I just almost, like, kind of entered this weird zone where I'm screaming at him. And then, like, 2 minutes later, after he's walked away the third time, I wanted to say something about, like, do you suck your dad's dick with that mouth? Or talk about sucking off his father. Either way, just something to key him off. And, like, that's when clarity started to enter my head, and I was like, what the fuck are you doing? Just let this guy walk away.
You had a rush of, like, what's the revelation, I guess, throughout the night, because the way you're... So we went to get some egg rolls to cool the situation.
Yeah, we had to calm down and eat a lot of food.
Yeah, we went to eat some food afterwards to cool things off. And so as the night progressed, like about 20 minutes after we left DuPont Circle, he was like, man, I can't believe I did all that. And then like an hour after we left DuPont Circle, he's like, oh, geez, I really shouldn't have done all that. And then like 2 hours after we left, he's like, do you think everybody hates me because I did all that?
I literally texted everyone.
Went through like the seven stages of grief.
Yeah, like not mentioning anything about what I did. I was just like, hey, guys, how was the dinner you went to after the show? Like, remember when I almost put us in mortal danger by antagonizing a crazy person?
Was anyone yelling
person?
At you or mad at you?
Everyone was kind of just like, shh. Like, well, they didn't want to say more than that. But Gagliardi can be the correct gauge here.
Basically, because you were all hopped up on adrenaline and cratome or whatever.
Because I'm a huge faggot.
So the thing was, as the language got increasingly violent and homophobic, there was a lot of like, oh.
Yeah, like everyone got Italian.
Like, what the fuck did he just say? So there was that happening. But, I mean, you got to understand, like, so I don't know about Sean. Sean was, I think, the only other person there that was in the military. But old Marine Corps Joe.
But he was doing a cigarette.
Old Marine Corps Joe, I'm literally like, am I going to figure four choke this guy? Yeah. Am I going to take him? Am I going to take him down to the ground? Am I going to try to punch him? Like, what's going to be the, you know, like I'm trying to stay silent so he doesn't see me.
Yeah.
Because I'm thinking I'm probably the most qualified person there to
use video game terms. To just I was going to be the meat shield, just taking the blows. Yeah. And if you want to know how fucked up I get when enough adrenaline kicks in, we were at the top of the stairs and I was like, I hope he just comes here. I will place myself between me, you know, he will be between me and the stairs, and I'll give him like a welcome to Sparta. You know, this is Sparta kick down this bitch. And I told that to Gagliardi. He's like, I hadn't even thought of the stairs. Great situational awareness.
Yeah, that really was. I was actually impressed. I was legitimately impressed. That's, I mean, that's an easy one. It puts you
in. And
doing.
I was like while we're shoving dumplings in our face 30 minutes later, I was like, I was planning to kill a man.
Yeah.
Like, that's where my brain went. That's cool. Like, that wouldn't have altered the fabric of my life at all.
Ah, man, I can't believe I missed this.
You missed it. You missed it.
And then the final stage of grief, whatever, I think it's acceptance, as we're walking out of China Express, John takes like a big sigh and goes, well, tonight almost altered the state of my whole life.
Yeah. You idiot.
That's all that. I have to go, guys.
Oh. No.
I'm sorry.
No. Well, fuck it. Let's just wrap it up then. Like a little flies, short, man. Sweetie one, 30-minute episode. Nothing's going to like cap the fact that Joe and I were in mortal danger, and I almost murdered a hobo.
I have to scoot out.
Okay, you know what? Boot scooting boogie.
Why don't you guys
door.
Keep going?
I have a woman who's been locked out since 6:30.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
So I have to tend to that. Yeah. Okay. You come in here in what we colloquially
update you
refer
in the
to
next
as
episode.
Okay,
do it.
That'd be good. Yeah.
Cool.
How about, don't come here in Michael Johnson time next time. Get here on time. All right.
See you later, man.
I'm killing his mic. Joe, you know what? Do you want to do anything more? Or do you want to?
You know what's funny, man, is I just looked at my, I hadn't looked at my phone since we sat down.
Uh-huh. And Seabass fucked his teacher.
No. I think he's probably listening. So.
Oh, cool.
But my wife does say that, says they're watching, so she has to say hi.
Hey.
So hi, Priscilla and Sebastian.
Yes.
Probably four people heard me say that, but that's
Priscilla
cool.
And
two
Sebastian.
Of them.
That is the cast of a Disney film, right?
It
there.
Is. Yeah. People, you know, it's funny because I think Sebastian's a great name.
It's good.
And people always, whenever I say my son is named Sebastian, they always go, "Aw, like you never hear that name anymore." And that's true.
You need to be like Sebastian fucking Janikowski.
Yeah.
All right,
Sebastian fucking Schwartz. You live. I like it. It's nice. Sebastian.
It's good. Sebastian Box.
It's
Kid
almost
Row.
Exotic.
The kid can learn about classic rock.
Yeah, it's better than a name like, say, John.
Yeah.
Which is just like verbal.
A John is slang for a toilet and a prostitute's customer. So
it's terrible.
I'm killing it.
Yeah. What is Joe? What is Joe's coffee?
Yeah, just Joe, Morning Joe.
G.I. Joe, I guess. G.I. Joe, Morning Joe.
Yeah, G.I. Joe, yeah.
Nobody's like, I'm going to go take
it's slang for someone who bottoms for Asian men, too.
I'm like, obviously. Yeah. Bottoms for, oh my goodness.
Yeah.
That'd be,
like, you're too timid to fully commit to homosexuality, so yeah. You only let, like, Asian dudes enter you.
That's interesting.
Yeah, it
people
is.
People do that, you know, you're fetish sizing.
We are
right
fetish. We are fetishizing.
Fetishizing.
All right, well, you know what? That was a strong 40 minutes. You can hang your hat on that 40 minutes.
Great one.
Gagliardi, we're going to call it a day because, again, I have to let a woman in her house. That's happening. Now we're going to play the Street Fighter outro music. Everyone, that was a very brief Papa's Basement, but what the shit? I hope you enjoyed it.
It was a shorty but a goodie.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I point to my little chode. I call my penis the chode minus the girth.
The chode minus the girth.
Yeah.
Then, just it's like, just, then it's just a pixie style. I don't know what
yeah,
it is. The chode
no,
minus the girth.
Little fucking baby toe. That's it. That's all I got. Little baby toe wearing a cape. All right.
We out this, Ma.
Gagliardi, where can the good people find you?
Nowhere. I don't want to be found. Facebook. Hit me up on the Facebook.
You got like a Twitter or Instagram?
Hit me up on the
no.
Twitter.
You
I got a Twitter. Nothing? I got a Twitter account. It's the Mighty Joey G, but I don't think I've ever tweeted. I got an Instagram. It's DevilDog0602. DAWG, I think is what it is, but
okay.
I don't really use it for anything other than... I don't use it for anything, but,
all right.
You know, g'day.
Oh, I coughed up a wing bone. I'm John Papa Giorgio. It's at Papa's Basement on Twitter, on Insta, Facebook.com/Papa's Basement. And I think you can ask Seabass, is YouTube, like, popular? Is that a thing?
I mean, you know, there's a few people that watch
it. I've decided to dabble in it. I mean, it's not like having a public access show level of exposure, but it's something. YouTube.com/Papa's Basement. If Seabass wants to point it out to the kids at his school, you know, just make me a viral sensation.
Just subscribe. Just subscribe. Broadneck High School class of 2022.
Yeah, there you go.
Get on the tubes of the yubes.
Make your dad proud. Make your dad proud, Seabass.
Do it.
All right, till next one. We're out of here.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb.